Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerald Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We're kicking off this new year, this first month, the first week, and the second week. We're kicking it off the right way. You know, the Bible says what you believe is what you're downloading into your future. Proverbs 23:7, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. And what's in your heart, you're going to speak out of your mouth. So what you believe and speak is what you're downloading into your future. Make sure you're believing the Word of God. Now, we said, and we saw the scripture, Romans 11:16 says, if the first fruit is holy, the lump is also holy. So if you start off correctly, the rest of your year can go very smoothly. And we started looking at declarations and speaking over our own lives and the Alpha and the Omega. God is the first and the last, the beginning, the end. He has the first word and He's definitely going to have the last word. But we have the same thing over our own lives. So at the end of the series, or at the end of this teaching, we're going to be making prophetic declarations over you and your whole family and your life for this year. We are supposed to be, and we are going to be, victorious Christians, come what may. No matter what happens in the world, we are going to stand on the Word of God, proclaim, decree, and prophesy over our own lives and our family's lives, and we will be victorious as Christ Himself made it available to us to be victorious. So stay with us, especially towards the end. We are going to make these prophetic declarations in the next day or two over your life, and you can take that into your new year. God bless you and Happy New Year.
When I come in my first fruit and say, Lord, this year I'm going to be more loving, more gentle, and more kind. Any of you thought of that? More patient? More control over my emotions? Or did you say, my business is going to flourish? I'm going to make a lot of money. Which did you choose? I'm going to be a better person for the people around me. King Solomon, when God said to him, what do you want? I'll give you anything. He said, I want wisdom to handle and help your people. And God said, because you asked unselfishly, I'm going to bless you beyond what you can imagine. Beyond. So no more, I'm going to start a business and it's going to be good and I'll give the tithe and I'll do what I can. Start with the personal attitude in your life. And I know some of us need a good change. I do. I want to not be controlled by my emotions at all. I want to be controlled by the Spirit of God. So that's one of my declarations for the new year. What have you decreed and prophesied and declared over your life? Because towards the end of the service, we're going to give you the cloth, we're going to pray a prayer over you, and you're going to release your gifting and your blessings into the new year. Come on. Maybe you don't want to do it, you don't have to. Decision rests up to you. You don't have to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior and choose to go where you don't want to go. Decision is 100% yours. We don't force anybody, but we are available to help you. Amen? Amen? Are you planning your year according to the news reports? No. You know how many people did last year? They'd watch the news and determine what they were going to do because of what the news was saying. And let me tell you what, there's fear tactics that are out there. They're utilizing and using fear tactics to get people under control and submission. That's right. Or are you planning your year according to the Word of God? Seriously, you've got to think about this. You plan your year according to your income, according to your job, according to your situation. You are looking at the things in the natural realm, and God is saying, don't look at the natural, look at the things that are unseen. Because the things that are natural, they're just temporary. But the things that are unseen are eternal It comes with eternal value. 2 Corinthians 4:18 tells us that. So what have you chosen to determine your new year? Have you chosen where you're at? Have you chosen what the world says? Have you chosen what the media is saying? Have you chosen what COVID is saying? You know, I was going to bring you a scripture. I think it's in Psalm 39. It says, "You crown my head with glory." And I thought, you know, I won't bring that scripture because COVID is a crown.
And scientifically speaking, if you look at COVID under a microscope, it represents a crown. COVID, a crown. And you've got to watch what you say because people can be taking it the wrong way.
And some people say, "Oh, you crowned me with COVID." And they'll take it all crazy and think God's putting COVID on them. He's not. He'll crown your head with blessings and glory. God does good only. And so I've got to make decisions and declarations according to God's word for my life and not according to the world, according to the economy, according to the COVID, according to what the media produces, according to who's president. Makes no difference. It makes no difference who's president. Not in my personal life. I mean, look at Daniel. Because the prime minister or the king of Israel fell into sin, the whole country went into captivity, but Daniel stayed on his knees and God blessed that man in the midst of it. Come on, Joseph, he stayed true to God and he became the second in charge of the world. So don't let the world determine where you're going to be. You've got to determine what the Word of God says about your life for this new year. You need to speak with the Omega. Amen. Or you can just go into this year and be all nervous and panicky and live according to what your income is. Now, I understand we've got to use wisdom. You know, don't go into crowds sneezing on people and all kinds of crazy stuff. Use wisdom, but don't use fear with it. You don't go with fear, because fear will attract what you don't want. Faith will attract what you do need. Amen. And so we've got to go, because faith is now, remember, and God is everywhere, and God can do anything about anything for anyone, anywhere, anytime. Or he's not God. But he said he's all-powerful, all-knowing, and everywhere. Those are his words. Just read the book of John and you'll see all those declarations Jesus made right in the book of John. I was going to give you the scriptures, but it's just too much. Amen? So, now listen, it's good to be informed about what's going on in the world. So it's okay. But you need to take that button and switch it off or go to another channel. Stop watching CNN and NBC and ABC and FOX and CNC and BBC, DG, ABGT, LBGQ, whatever you want to watch. Stop. Get off that stuff, because that is putting stuff into it, sowing seed in your life, and seed will produce a harvest. Look at the Word of God. Look into the mirror of the Word of God, amen? And you've got to remember this, that God is not limited by what we see.
No, he's not.
He's not limited by what's happening in the natural.
Amen.
Well, the economy is in such a tailspin and finances are so tight. God is not limited by whatever's happening in the economy. He's not limited by what we see, what we hear on the radio. He's not limited by that. And if you feel he's limited by that, you don't know God. Come on, this is a message of freedom. We need to go into the new year with a freedom in our life. Come on, don't go into this year all bound up, full of grave clothes. I'm yet to do what God said when Lazarus came out of the grave. He was dead. And Jesus said, "Come forth." And he came up, but he was still wrapped in all the grave cloths. Sickness and no money and family crazy and children not serving God and fear and doubt and unbelief. He was still wrapped up in it, but he was saved. You know how many Christians are saved but messed up? I'm here to undo the grave cloths for you this year. God will undo it. He saves you, but I'm telling you what God wants. He wants you to go into your future with a hope.
Amen. Yes.
I know the thoughts I think towards you. Plans I think towards you. Plans of good, not evil. Good and not evil. That means he's going to only do good and not evil. To give you hope and an expectant end and a great future. You've got to believe. Have I not said it? Will I not do it? And I'm not a man that I should lie. And my word cannot come back void. I mean, what do you want me to tell you? You've got to break the cycle. You've got to break that cycle by decreeing and declaring the word of God and switch off the television and get off the computer and stop all that stuff unless you're watching some good stuff. Come on, because it'll drag you down. It'll draw you down. You'll become so depressed and so bound over with the devil's tricks. Oh, he's a sneaky little swine. Sorry, that's an offense to a pig. Sorry, pigs. Now, you may be planning to have an ordinary year. Some people just, I want to just get by. Some people say they're going to get to heaven saved, but broke, miserable, sick, angry, all that kind of stuff. Have you seen grumpy old men? Yeah. Sweet Jesus, I've met so many of them. It's just crazy. That movie they made from fact. It's factual. Have you seen grumpy old men? You tell somebody something, they're going to find a problem. They're going to find a problem. Squidward. They're going to find a problem. Grumpy old men. Don't be that. Have a positive attitude. We're children of the King. We're children of the Most High God. We've got royalty flowing through our blood. Come on. Get positive. Speak. Are you going to have an ordinary year? You might think that, but God is planning for an extraordinary year for whoever will receive it. We came from 2019 to 2022 right now. So it's 19, 20, 21. 3 years of chaos. Better off. We personally, my wife, myself, and my family. We are better off than we went in before COVID. Yeah. Oh, yes. We are way better off. And we will keep getting better off. Why? Because our hope is in Christ, not in the world. Our hope is in Him. He's our God. And we say, thank you, Dad. Amen. Amen. Praise hallelujah. What's it to you? You may be planning on barely getting by, but God is planning for a year of abundance for you. And I'm not just talking money. You know, whenever you say abundance, people think money, money, honey. It's so funny. You know what I'm talking about? That's what we think, money, money, honey. And I got no honey. And when we got it, we squeeze it so tight. I'm not going to let go of this. It's in my pocket. I'm squeezing this tight. And you can hear whatever pictures on there saying, let me go. South Africa, we used to have lion on our currency. You hear the lion roaring. God is planning for an abundance in your life. Don't just think money. I'm talking about peace. I'd rather have peace than money, believe me. Amen. Hello? I'd rather be healthy than have money. Amen. But the thing with God is you can be healthy and have money. You can be peaceful, healthy, and money. So don't think money and a year of abundance. That's because you've battled and you haven't been a giver and a tither. And I'm talking about out of your heart with joy. I do it with joy. I absolutely do it with joy. Thank you, Jesus. You give me opportunity. Ask Ariel. Every time I come here, first thing I do, what do I do, Ariel? First thing I go to that cube and I put the tithes and I put the offering in. And I put what God told me to do, not what I want to do. Because if I do what I want to do, I ain't going to give half as much as He tells me to give. And I see it working.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Don't sell your car for less. Your car is worth more than you think. Visit Wheels for the Heart Buy Center across from CarMax in Jensen Beach, where we beat most written offers, and help put single mothers and their children in reliable transportation. Wheelsfromtheheart.org, 561-231-0108.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce will be teaching